days to schedule a special election to fill his vacancy. The district is reliably Republican. 10 months before Donald Trump is scheduled to stand trial in his historic New York City criminal case, Manhattan prosecutors are in a tug of war with the former president's legal team over precisely where he will be tried. Trump's lawyers are angling to have the hush money case moved to federal court. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says it should remain in state court where it began. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 is down by 16 points, the NASDAQ lower by 39. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With May ending today and June beginning tomorrow, we are easing more and more into that summertime forecast. Today, high temperature in the upper 80s, maybe teasing 90 degrees, a little bit more humidity. And both today and tomorrow, scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow's high around 87. More hot days ahead, I think, will be near 90 Friday, low 90 Saturday. More spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia Rain or Shine online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family-owned, family-driven.
1819 News.
Former Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks is encouraging the current Republicans in the U.S. House to not vote for the debt ceiling agreement that was reached between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden this past weekend. Brooks took to social media to point out that the compromise that McCarthy is touting as a cut in government spending actually raises America's debt by $4 trillion in 2 years. Brooks repeated a regular accusation that he has leveled against other members of Congress from both parties, saying that they're all debt junkies who like high inflation and look forward to dangerous national bankruptcy as they continue to consider the American voters as dumb when it comes to what is actually in this deal. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
A lot of people ask me, what can I do to actually make a difference in D.C. and my state government? Well, I use Quick Letter, K-W-I-K Letter. It seems simple, but the tried and true method to get their attention is by writing a real letter. I use the Quick Letter app for my phone to write all my representatives a real letter in a matter of minutes. Quick Letter automatically determines your representatives. You write or dictate a letter on your phone, then tap the name of every representative you want to receive that letter. Quick Letter handles the rest. Go to quickletter.com or download the Quick Letter app today.
A mother in the town of Wilmer was able to thwart an attempted kidnapping of her own child. Mobile police have arrested 64-year-old Paul Sampson and charged him with enticement of a child as well as attempted kidnapping. The mother told police that her child was playing on a swing set. When the mother spotted Sampson walking away with her daughter, she sprang into action and yanked the child from Sampson's grip. Hoover City leadership is reporting a record turnout for the 2023 SEC baseball tournament that was held this month. 171,000 people were in attendance, breaking a record that was set in 2019. The final match between Texas A&M and Vanderbilt had a packed-out crowd at that stadium. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy. I'm a licensed massage therapist with over 20 years of experience. Massage therapy has proven to counteract nerve pain, muscle pain, anxiety, and depression, and vastly improve sleep and circulation. For the month of June, we celebrate Father's Day with $20 discounted gift cards. Improve Dad's mood and well-being with a session today. To learn more, visit my website, aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
back 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. Let's go to Babs, who's up first. Hey, Babs.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First of all, Eddie 69, please.
Gotcha.
The drag queen guy that called, I have a comment. God made male and female. Something undoubtedly had to happen to these children when they were younger to make them question their gender. That's all I'm going to say on that. That's my opinion. And this Jane Fonda thing, she's as old as I am. I'll be 80 next month.
She's
I'll
older.
Be 81 next month. Why do we listen to these old people? Why do Democrats, especially black people, keep voting for these old white people? Well, I don't understand.
You answer me that. That's a good question, because we did just vote Meemaw back in.
It's crazy.
Right.
And the other thing, well, and to add to that, the Republicans are the one that freed the slaves. And that's why they don't want to teach our history. Huh. They don't want our young people to know that. And then the other thing, and I don't know how you feel about this, because I don't, but I'm going to say Friday or Saturday night I was listening to Fox, and I still listen to it. I dislike it. And there was a gentleman, a lieutenant or a full colonel, retired military man on there, representing Folds of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that Anheuser-Busch, this colonel, this retired military man, said that Anheuser-Busch has contributed over $22 million to his charity, Folds of Honor. And what that charity does is it provides the college education to disabled and vets that have passed. And so I don't drink beer to begin with, never have, don't like it, but it just confuses the situation to me. But $22 million, now I don't know how many years, 10, 11 years, something like that. That's a lot of money to go to a charity like that. So that's my comment, gentlemen. I do listen. Sometimes I call in, sometimes I don't. But I really love your show. I love you guys, and I've never met either one of you.
I love you too, Babs.
Love you too, Barbara.
All right, y'all have a great rest of the day, and thank you for letting me do my little rant.
Thanks for calling on.
You know, it is complicated. All these corporations give to so many good causes on whatever point of view or side of the conversation. You're like, yeah, they did the whole thing with Dylan Mulvaney and Bud Light, but they did give to our, like,
right,
Folds of Honor program here.
But again, it comes down to who's those decision makers. The guys that did the good things should be rewarded.
Well, and it seems we've had pretty good disagreement and conversation about the whole trans thing and the drag queen thing in particular today, but it seems we have universal agreement that Jane Fonda sucks. Let's go to Delbert. Hey, Delbert. Delbert. Delbert, I don't want to let you go immediately because we got a bunch of folks on the phone lines here, but...
Yeah, I had...
Hey, what's up?
I'm sorry, I had you on mute. How you on today?
Doing all right, how you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, man, this connection's awful, Delbert. The connection's terrible. I'm going to have to let you go.
But I'll call you back.
Yeah, please do. Please call right back. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hey, folks. And to keep up with the theory, I don't know how comedic dressing drag is. If you pull up Kevin Hart, which is on his way to Alabama and this coming month.
Yeah.
You pulled him up, he said he would never dress in drag. He said that back in 2000. I don't even know when he said it.
I remember that.
But guess what? He ended up having to come back and do it. And Kevin Cat Williams talks about why he has to come back and do it.
Illuminati's a powerful thing, man.
This thing's been going on. They've been building for this for a while, I think. And I still think it has something to do with the stock market is why they're doing this, because Biden won't grow the economy, and he's not going to grow it. So they're doing this stuff. This is how they're making their money. They short. They selling the stock. They've been selling it, and they got these upper middle class people pissing the go. They need to get them out of the way anyway. Now they done lost all their money. What money they put in there? A lot of people done that same thing with Bitcoin, jumping in there and then losing money at, you know, a pretty good grip. And now they turn back around, and the Budweiser cans got Harley Davidson on it now.
So, yeah, I saw that. I haven't seen them in the stores. I just saw the ad for that.
I'm just saying, Harley Davidson people are proud of that brand. They're going to buy that beer.
Right.
And then once you see, that stock's going to start easing back up. And if they buy it at a low... Then they're making money on both ends. And I think this is the only way they can make money with this economy, with Biden in charge. And I think they all in on it. And I think the poor souls are the upper middle class ones who jumped in the stock market game and thought it'd be fun to play this out. And now, look, you know what I mean? I know some people who lost, you know what I mean? $10,000 might not be a lot to some people, but $10,000 was a lot to him, you know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
And I know somebody lost $50,000. So, I mean, it just...
Well, they better learn my lesson and hold that Bitcoin, though. Don't you sell that.
In Bitcoin, I shouldn't have put that in. That's kind of... That's the whole different reason, but...
Yeah, the rule generally should be once you buy it, you hold it. Don't touch it.
Right.
But these other ones, you know, these corporations know what's going to happen when they put this out. So they know where their money is, how they're making money, and that's how they're doing it. I just think they ain't on the game, and they just taking middle class out people in more than one way, and that's how they got the upper middle class.
Yeah, if anything, they're kind of making money off these culture wars. They sort of, you know, you don't want to get too much on one side of it, I'm sure. Bud Light and Bama Budweiser certainly didn't like what just happened.
Target found out that they're on the wrong side of it now.
But also, what are we talking about? Budweiser, Target, Chick-fil-A, we're talking about it.
Yeah, you're talking about it. And so, and that stock's going to go back up. Budweiser, they know what they're doing. All this blow. Nobody's going to get pissed and nobody's going to get angry. And that's when things will change, until you come into that door. Something they started. You know what I mean? Something that they actually have something to do with. Come try to take the gun, and you know what I mean. Come to the door. That's it's going to take that, and that's when we'll finally get angry enough. Will it be too late? I don't know. Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
We will see. Appreciate you, Randall.
We'll see, fellas.
See you, brother.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health, and their Montgomery Men's Health. Of course, they specialize in men's health care.
That's right.
Of course, we often talk about how they can help you with any potential low T symptoms or low testosterone problems.
Correct.
They have all sorts of different treatments there that can help you, well, get your testosterone to the right level. You naturally lose testosterone as you age, but maybe you are in your 50s or 60s and you would like that edge back. Well, they can help you there at Montgomery Men's Health, or it could be, and this is happening with a lot of men these days who are younger in their 20s and 30s, and you have low T. Well, they can help you there. They can also do things like check for prostate health. And it's less invasive. When you actually go get your testosterone number test, they're also going to give you a PSA number, which is a good marker for prostate health. And if you have any other unique problems to men, whether with sexual health and, say, abilities, capacities, or many other things unique to men, they can help you there at Montgomery Men's Health. So check them out today. You can always call them at 440-3663. Again, that number for Montgomery Men's Health. Make an appointment, 440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com and be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon. Let's go to Charlie. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Joy.
How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing. How you doing?
I'm all right.
How's Eddie doing?
Hanging in Eddie's here like a hair in a biscuit.
Doing. Eddie's always doing.
That's it.
Man, I tell you, I know everybody's got a different opinion on different subjects and all like that, and I remember the situation when Jane Fonda pulled her stunt. I mean, she's a nut. She's a nutcase. But I have never in my life heard an individual like T-Spear, whoever she is. This woman sounds like any moment when she's talking to you guys, she's fixing to come unglued. It is unbelievable.
She's been that way for a decade, at least.
At least. And you know what she'll do? She'll call in on Scott's program under another name, and she's the same way. But for her to say, I pray that she'll go to hell, you need to get a grip.
That's always why, Charlie, when somebody says, Joey, we're praying for you, there's part of me in my head where I'll say thank you, but in my head I'm like, what exactly
what are you,
you praying for? All right.
But I'd hate to run up on that woman in a dark alley somewhere because she acts like she is just fixing to just explode. I mean,
she's got a lot of passion.
Yeah, and she comes right honestly. She's been that way as long as I've been on these airwaves.
Right.
And
have you ever met her?
I think personally? So, yeah, in person a couple times. She's not exactly, sorry, T-Spear, you're not exactly intimidating to me.
Really?
No.
She is a woman, Joey. Most women are
very intimidating. Well, we did establish earlier, you weren't here, that white women are the most dangerous group.
I've heard that.
I agree with that.
I've heard that.
She's three or four white women all combined into one because, buddy, she was just wild, man, wild.
Wait, I like T-Spear. Stop making me laugh, Charlie.
Well, I mean, it is funny. I mean, because the way she gets so fired up, I mean, you can't help but laugh. I mean, you know, Duke, he's crazy as a bat, but he's funny, too. I mean, you know, he really is. But you know, you have to kind of evaluate the situation, but T-Spear acts like she's mad 24/7. You know, just shooting her. But anyway. Hey, man, I'm going to let y'all go. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Charlie.
See you, Charlie.
Yeah, Eddie, I don't know if you caught this earlier.
It's truly amazing to me how fast the narrative changes.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. White women are one of the most dangerous groups in the United States and abroad.
As a young man that was grew up surrounded by five
and
to six, seven angry white women, I agree with her 100%.
And you especially felt their danger when you're in Turkey, right?
Very much so. And but you know who felt the most danger around my sisters? My friends. Because I was a little guy growing up. So if I got picked on too much, one of my sisters would come and pick up my short stack. And so eventually my friends learned, would you want to mess with Eddie? You're going to get your butt kicked by a girl, which is even more embarrassing. So we'll just let Eddie be.
I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. White women are one of the most dangerous groups in the United States and abroad.
But now why does she feel this way?
I feel like there's because,
a slam on here somewhere.
She has different reasons. But we agree on the final... The end.
I see.
She has different reasons, though. But let's go to Rudy. Hey, Rudy.
Hey, Rudy.
Hey, Joey. What's going on, Eddie?
Another day, man.
Y'all were talking about, I think it was Dennis talking about good-looking stars. One that rocked my world was Jacqueline Bisset.
Oh, yeah.
Jacqueline Bisset.
Oh, yeah.
She was in The Deep. You remember the movie, The Deep?
I do. I remember. That was an incredible movie, and if I remember correctly, I enjoyed that movie several times.
It was
as a young
great.
Man. It's about scuba diving. I was all into scuba diving.
Oh, my.
And morphine.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm looking at a picture of her.
All right.
Oh, my.
Give me some numbers.
8'8".
8'8". Got you, Rudy.
I grew up with four sisters. So I know they are some. Well, Eddie knows one of them, and she's a real joy to be around.
She is a joy to be around. I love her. her. Don't you put me in a bad spot with her.
She was one of the original hippies in Montgomery.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I should not have looked up pictures of Jacqueline Bisset.
Oh, she is just gorgeous, man.
Like, I think I need a cold shower.
Yeah.
Daggone.
You will after you watch that movie.
It put me in sweet 8-8.
I got you, Rudy.
All right, y'all be good. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you, Rudy. See you, brother, man.
Be careful, Joe.
I appreciate it. Even pictures of her, like, older.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous. Raquel Welch.
Wow.
Look at Raquel Welch.
And she dodged the predators in Hollywood all those years.
That had to be tough back in the day. Even as a kid, I knew what a casting couch was.
Yeah, but you know the old, it was in his last stand-up, Joe Rogan's bit on that, right?
Mm-mm. Don't remember.
Where it's like, if my daughter was propositioned or Harvey Weinstein did that to my daughter for a movie part, mm-hmm. I would be probably going to prison to want to take out Harvey Weinstein. But if Harvino Weinstein said this to my son, it's like, okay, son, dad wants a new Ferrari, you're going to be Batman. So you get in there. So there are double standards.
Yes, there are.
And I think everybody can kind of understand why, especially on the... Like
still
when you
a double
see,
standard though, Joey.
No, it's not right. So when you see like these hot teachers hooking up with their students, it's wrong. Especially like the hot women, but it's still wrong. But people don't seem to have the same outrage factor.
No, they don't.
If it's a man with a young girl,
everybody's outraged.
Right.
Hanging from the high street.
When it's a woman with a younger teenage boy,
every guy goes, I didn't have no teachers like that when I was growing up.
Because men are pigs.
Are pigs, yeah.
But I do maintain that, well, we still agree, right, Eddie?
The men are pigs?
No.
I'm going to say it again. White women are one of the most dangerous groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've had more issues in white women with white women than any other race of women combined. So I agree with her 100%.
272-9228. We're going to stop this segment because we're about to go into territory where we get in a lot of trouble. Anyway, this part of the program brought to you by The Herb Shop. And there at The Herb Shop, Carl Schmidt and his team, and Carl's been doing this for 20, 30 years, I think, as a herbal medicine specialist and naturopath, and he can really help supplement what your GP, what your general practitioner, what your doctor is already recommending for you. And so that's how Carl likes to work. Just call him right now at 271-2882. That's 271-2882. Make an appointment. And then when you sit down with Carl, he's going to ask you, what has your doctor got you diagnosed with? What has your doctor got you on? And from that baseline, he's going to recommend certain supplements, maybe to help with deficiencies with key nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. Or it could be he could want to test you for outside toxins inside the body. He can do all that there at The Herb Shop. And, of course, he has supplements for whatever your needs. Could be you're getting older, or it could be you're working out all the time. You're more of an athlete. They have plans there, supplement plans for whatever lifestyle. And, of course, they have the X39 phototherapy patch. This is by a company called Lifeway. Patented technology that stimulates stem cell production, base-level stem cell production within the body. This is true anti-aging technology, folks. It's worked for me. I had an awful shoulder problem. It healed right up once I started wearing this patch. And it really has made me a believer. And it can help you. And there's some folks who really swear by it. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, it's not like wrinkle cream where you're kind of pushing back the wrinkles. No, this is true reverse aging where you have the immune system like you maybe possessed 10, 15, 20 years ago. So check out the Herb Shop today. They have so many ways to help supplement your health, get you well, get you healthy, and living life in a good way. Again, 271-2882. Or I really encourage you to stop by their brand new location in the Peppertree Shopping Center, nestled in between Marguerite's and Jalapenos. And be sure to tell Carl and the team there at the Herb Shop that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. More News and Views after this break. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. Especially if you want to dog out Jane Fonda.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Introducing the all-new Lexus of Montgomery. Our brand-new dealership isn't just about selling cars. It's about being a part of the community. We're committed to making luxury affordable for all. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River Region. We also pay more for your trade than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at LexusMontgomery.com. We take pride that we're not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. Shop our huge selection of new Lexus vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today. Shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon.
It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 6-8, equal housing lender.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The News and Views afternoon. Oh, looks like Ron DeSantis, who's now a presidential candidate, he's speaking right now in Iowa.
I don't know why he'd be up there, but
Iowa's first in the nation or something like that.
Didn't we try that with Alabama one time? Didn't we try to get ahead in that?
I think we're still pretty early, actually. Yeah. But yeah, we're not as
But do we get the politicians to come down?
No.
We need to do it during football season, because that's when the politicians will come down for a good football game.
I'll put it this way, Eddie. I think Alabama punches above, we bunch above our weight. Like, when you look at our population numbers compared to, say, other states and cities, we're nowhere near them. When you look at our prosperity levels, like the amount of wealth we have in the state, nowhere near other places.
Right.
And yet, despite those facts, less population, not as much wealth, the amount of great artists that have come out of Alabama, the amount of great legal minds, doctors. We have a lot of great things going in the state. And I think politically speaking, we've always had very powerful senators and many other people punching above their weight. And we're a weird state, though, I have to admit.
One thing about Alabamians, we have a can-do, will-do attitude. And I think we've learned, we've talked about this before, when politicians come in from various parts of the United States and say, hey, you guys should vote for X, we as Alabamians automatically reject that.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically. You don't come here and tell
us what to do. Right. You might be right.
Right, but,
we're not going to do what you say.
Right.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that about us.
Yeah, we're pretty stubborn.
Hard-headed.
272-9228. And then, of course, we have so many great entrepreneurs here in the state of Alabama,
yeah.
Especially around the River Region.
Yes, we do.
Area, including Todd Clark there at River Region Contracting.
That's right.
Now, it's not just because we share a last name that I like this guy. I like this guy because, he's great. Number one, a lot of fun to talk to. But Todd has put together a great team that actually shows up on time.
Yep.
Actually gets the job done, especially doesn't leave a mess behind. And whether you need a full replacement or just a quick repair or just an inspection.
Yeah.
Asphalt or metal roof, River Region Contracting has your back.
They sure do, Joey. They sure do. And guess how much that costs? When they come out there, get up on your roof,
mm-hmm.
get you a complete inspection, mm-hmm. and give you an estimate for repair, guess how much that costs?
Like $100?
That's what you would think, but with them, absolutely free, Joey.
It's free?
Free.
Okay.
Not many of them like that, Joey.
Oh, wait. They're also insurance specialists,
yes.
Aren't they?
Yes, sir, 100%.
So if they do find a problem with your roof, folks, they can, cover you, help you go through that claims process with your insurance company.
Yep.
So you're not left on the hook yourself. So check out River Region Contracting and the team today, 356-8635, 356-8635, and be sure to tell them you heard about them here from Joey and Eddie on News and Views. Now, I want to shift gears, Eddie. This is a very odd story.
All right, what you got?
That caught my attention. It's rare. You know how rare it is for me to share a story from NBC News.
Oh, wow.
But this is a story from NBC News out of Yates, New York. You ever been up there?
I have not.
I hear it's nice this time of year.
Okay.
A New York fertility doctor who was accused of using his own sperm to impregnate several patients died over the weekend when the hand-built airplane he was in fell apart mid-flight and crashed.
Happens.
There's so much in that one sentence. So it's a fertility doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dr. Morris Wortman.
And honestly, what
72 years old.
What you're saying as far as the donation, not that uncommon. I've heard of a lot of stories like this.
So a fertility doctor accused of using his own sperm to impregnate several patients died over the weekend, not just in any normal plane crash, but in a hand-built airplane. What the heck is that angle from?
Well, couple different things. Anybody suing him? If anybody's suing him right now, boy, that's suspect when my plane just...
No, but isn't that like the first thing you ask before you buy a plane ticket? Wait, has this thing actually been machined correctly or is it hand-built?
No, there's a lot of folks, Joey, that build their own plane in the garage and then go fly it.
They're braver.
Especially doctors.
I am.
Yeah.
But apparently this guy, Dr. Morris Wortman, 72, of Rochester.
Rochester.
He was a passenger in the experimental aircraft that went down Sunday in a pasture in Orleans County. The pilot, Earl Luce, Jr. of Brockport, was also killed. The crash of the aircraft, identified by the National Transportation Safety Board as a Whitman W-5 Buttercup airplane.
Oh, the old Buttercup.
You know what they're talking about here?
Is it a four-wing or a two-wing?
Hold on. What we're going to do is we're going to search for this so we can look at this airplane, see this sucker.
If it's the ones that have the small wings in the front.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah. I would not want to get in that.
Yeah, those things come apart on a regular basis.
Well, who would fly in that?
Well, back in the 40s, when that was the only way to fly,
That's
when people would use
like, even when it's built correctly, I don't think
it's... looks like it's made out of cardboard, Joey.
It's like a coin flip.
It literally looks like it's made out of cardboard.
It looks like something I made in elementary school for the roller derby.
Right. Hey, let's mount an airplane engine on that sucker and get it up in the air.
Now, and then to the other angle of this story, I forgot to close the Jacqueline Bisset tab here.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked good.
Told you.
I like those dark-haired, dark-eyed women, you know.
She's good looking, man.
Anyway, but the other angle to this, how many times does that happen where you end up pregnant after you go to the fertility clinic and you think, well, we solved our problem. And then the kid pops out and does not look like her husband.
Well, honestly, I think most people are so enamored with the fact they just had a child that they kind of...
Yeah, but don't you think it's like in the back of the dad's head?
Oh, I'm sure it is. But a great father puts that thought away. and thanks the Lord that they have a son or daughter in their life, and they move forward with that joy.
Are you saying you look like the milkman?
No, I'm just saying. I look more like the mailman anyway.
272-9228.
Our milkman was Asian.
So what do you think of the Alabama legislature?
Oh, they make me sick. You know that, Joey?
They suck. Remember, we've got Will Ainsworth on tomorrow, I believe at 1 o'clock. He's going to be calling in off of the floor. He said he'd step out and give us a call. And I'm going to be asking him to kind of just weigh in the balance how this session has gone. He's been behind the scenes taking a very active role.
Good.
This session, though officially, I don't know how much power he has. He does control the gavel there in the Senate, but the lieutenant governor's seat was stripped of a lot of its power, I believe, right, when Steve Windham tried to use that power. I think it's the last time.
Which is so funny. Oh, I have this power? I'm going to use it. Not if I can strip it away from
you. Stripping it away from you. Got a lot, and there's so much of that in this state with the auditor's office, so many other things. But, yeah, I look forward to talking to Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth tomorrow about the session, and they'll be down to the wire, things getting passed tomorrow.
Do you really feel like it's down to the wire, Joey, or do you really feel like things have been decided and now the cameras are going to be on and we're going to play it up just a little bit?
A little of both.
Okay.
A little of both.
Yeah.
272-9228.
Wrestling kayfabe going on.
Well, there's always a little bit of that. We got to have some fun with our politics, at least. We'll be right back.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings.
Want to eat lighter?
To do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on the salad.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. We serve them day and night, and we serve the salads day and night, and we also do burgers. And, you know, we do lunch specials at lunch every day. At night, we do different specials. Plus our regular menu, we serve it day and night.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With May ending today and June beginning tomorrow, we are easing more and more into that summertime forecast. Today, high temperature in the upper 80s, maybe teasing 90 degrees, a little bit more humidity, and both today and tomorrow, scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 67, tomorrow's high around 87. More hot days ahead, I think, will be near 90 Friday, low 90s Saturday, more spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My trusty sidekick, Eddie Bader, is here.
What's happening, Joey?
And this part of the program brought to you by Brad McDowell and his team there at Bath Innovations of Alabama. Now, we've been telling you about these aging-in-place solutions, yep. And you need to get on it, folks. This is a great way to give extra assurance to, say, seniors or those with disabilities and accessibility concerns. So it could be like, that old standard bathtub with a shower head in it.
Right.
They can convert that to a walk-in shower. Or maybe even a walk-in bathtub, right?
Yep. They cut the door in there.
Okay. So it's easy to get in. Yeah. They can install a shower seat or safety railings that you can hold on to and secure your position.
It's a lot more, especially if you got aging parents or even somebody like myself that's getting a little bit older. Just a lot more peace of mind.
Right.
I mean, that's what it boils down to. Because honestly, like when you get in the shower, even your age, Joey, you ever slip in the shower?
Not yet, but I've had the thought.
Right.
Because I live alone.
Right.
And it's like,
that is my thought.
That could be a problem.
Right.
And of course, they have all sorts of neat, trendy accessories for their showers. They, go check out bathinnovations.com to see these new ABS shower systems with the high-strength polymer panels. They are fantastic. Look like all sorts of marble or granite, but it's actually this ABS material. It's a lot easier to work with, but they do have all these accessories for showers if you're not looking for a whole remodel. Things like corner shelves in either that ABS acrylic material or metal shelves that you can install with all the popular finishes. They have recessed wall niches.
Mm-hmm.
As well as custom design niches that can span the entire back wall of a shower. Shaving footrests, bench seats, corner seats, decorative safety bars. You don't have to just get stainless steel. They've got all sorts of fixtures and handles and slide bars and rain heads. And but folks, they got it all there. It's the
everything
point.
You need, Joey.
So check out Bath Innovations of Alabama today. You can always call them at 271-2723. But I really encourage you to stop by, say hi to Brad and the team at 2331 Eastern Boulevard. Sit down for a consultation, whatever your budget, whatever your need there in the bathroom. Bath Innovations of Alabama's got your back. And be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon. Now, this might be not the biggest ever. I won't go that far. But an epic self-own. You've done that before, right?
Yes.
Where you think you're, like, making a really good point, and then after you say it, you're like, oh, crap.
You heard me, Joey?
Yeah.
Here on the radio, I do that very much often, Joey.
Yeah, no, I worry about you, man. But here's McCarthy trying to defend this debt deal.
Oh,
And
it's
a big
interesting
press gaggle around him, and he talks about a certain president who once was.
I understand people get upset about walking through a debt ceiling, but this is a House, a Senate, and a presidency. I think when you read the Wall Street Journal, you read the New York Post, you sit back and listen to a lot of economists, they'll say, this is the strongest debt ceiling we ever had. And if I compare it to when Republicans were in the majority, when they had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they didn't cut anything. They just...
But here's the thing.
What? Hold on. What?
He's comparing. I don't want to compare. I want new leadership now, today.
Yeah, but beyond that, Republicans had the majorities and they didn't cut anything. Hey, Kevin, weren't you the majority leader? So what the hell does that mean?
I didn't do anything before. Why do you expect me to do anything now?
Freaking weenie. I'm going to keep calling him that, too, because that's what he is. A big old weenie. Not in a good way. Now, here's Byron Donalds, rising star within the party.
Okay.
He's talking about this debt deal. Let's listen in to Byron Donalds of Florida.
Washington is doing it again. While you were celebrating Memorial Day, all of our men and women who gave their lives for this great nation, and you were spending time with your family and your friends, this town was cutting another crap deal that's going to put you more in debt with no real changes whatsoever. So the American people need to understand full and well, do not listen to the talking points. Do not listen to the cool phrases that are being thrown out in commercials on CNN or Fox or MSNBC, because Washington is lying again. This bill has no cap in raising the debt, just a date in the future. We have no idea what that number is going to look like. Some people are saying $4 trillion. Some people are saying $3.5 trillion. This bill, in year one, might cut $12 billion, if you just want to be generous. So who here thinks it's cool to cut $12 billion in exchange for $4 trillion? I don't think that's cool at all.
It ain't cool.
This bill actually keeps the Biden baseline intact for the federal agencies. The Republicans in Congress have been saying for months that we need to get back to pre-COVID spending levels. Yeah. This bill canonizes post-COVID spending levels brought to us by Joe Biden and the Democrats. This bill keeps all of Joe Biden's policy, all of Joe Biden's spending intact. This bill does nothing for the Green New Deal subsidies that are going to cripple our electric grid. So when Americans are trying to figure out that they went and bought this electric car that they were subsidized to buy, but when they plug it in, there's not enough electricity on the grid, that is because Washington subsidized all these Green New Deal projects and nobody stood up to it except for people standing behind me right now. To my Republican colleagues, do not vote for this bill. I'm telling you right now, your voters back home are going to look at you and say, why did you vote for a bill that keeps all of Joe Biden's policy in place and all you did was raise the debt ceiling? They're going to tell you, why did you not stand up and demand that they go back to the table and renegotiate this deal?
Hear, hear. Byron Donalds, rising star within the party for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at a Freedom Caucus press conference yesterday, and the Uniparty, the establishment there in Washington, well, looks like the moderates have won again, which a moderate, all it means is a big warfare and welfare state in Washington, D.C. You notice what they're cutting? Non-defense, non-veteran discretionary spending. When you throw defense into that,
right,
that's like a quarter of the budget.
Right.
So we were saying a third of a third. It's more like third of a quarter.
It's like 9%.
Yeah, it's like, a ninth of the entire budget we're talking about arguing over. Wow, they act like the sky's about to fall. It's just absolute nonsense. Let's go to T.S. Hey, T.S.
Hey, Joey, you just cracked me up.
No.
Did you call McCarthy a hot dog?
I called him a weenie.
I know, but really, he might be a hot dog.
All right.
Never mind. I wanted you to laugh.
He's no Polish sausage. He's no Polish sausage.
Oh, he might be from Poland. I don't know where he's from yet, ancestry-wise. I mean, I really don't. I know my ancestors. Oh, that's what's wrong with me. Eddie, 9:30, please.
Gotcha, sweetie.
But Joey, everything's okay? You're just getting a little, oh, it's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's the day you start getting cranked up.
So he starts making his changes.
What are you talking about? I've been pretty mild today.
Over the week. At work, I had you on. You were pretty good. You only said one not nice word. I was proud of you for that.
Which one was it?
I'm not going to say it.
Dadgummit.
I'll text it to you.
Wait. You'll text the bad word, but you won't say it.
I'm not going to say it on air. People know me.
Oh, come on. We're all adults here.
I'm letting you go, silly rabbit. You have a good day.
CTS. Love you, hon.
272-9228. Okay, quick break. We'll come back to Duke. And this is like a 45-second break, Duke, so we'll come right back to you. Then we'll be talking to Ray Bowles from Private Carpet.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I know where I'm going. You're gonna wanna come too. Down to Mama's Produce, where there's something for you.
Something for you.
Hey y'all, this is Tammy
and Moo Mammy
at Mama's Produce. Y'all come on down and see us. We've got tomatoes, watermelon, ice cream, all sorts of stuff for you this summer. So check us out on Facebook.
And you'll know where you're going to.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. Afternoon. Let's very quickly go to Duke here. Hey, Duke, how you doing?
Pretty good, my friend. I know we got an that don't have that much time left, but these sorry-ass Republicans.
Oh, my.
Running around here talking about the debt ceiling. These are the same ones that Kevin McCarthy and others said that didn't do a damn thing when Trump was in office concerning the debt ceiling.
Right, I just played that. And McCarthy was majority leader. I don't know what he was talking about.
I'm talking about these damn people. That's the reason I'm not going to hate vote anymore. Because they get on TV and say, I wouldn't accept this, accept that. But when Trump was in office, how many times he raised it?
Three. A few.
I have no idea. Huh? I'm sure he raised it. They all did.
Approximately three times. And these people hadn't said anything about all this tax break money that, you know, that Trump gave a billion and million and billionaires.
Because that didn't affect me. It didn't affect me. That didn't affect him.
See, I was bitching about it when that happened.
Yeah, and I told Joey to shut up. It doesn't affect him.
It affects us when they ran the national debt up, $8 trillion. It affects us, though.
My first election I could vote for president was Obama versus McCain, and I remember Barack Obama on the campaign trail.
Never changed.
And Biden's lonesome. George W. Bush did that thing. And it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, people complain about this for years. But here's the deal, Duke. We disagree on a lot of things in this country, in this great state and city of ours, but it seems that everybody today agrees that Jane Fonda sucks and...
Again, white women are one of the most dangerous groups in the United States.
Yep.
Duke, can I get an amen on that?
Free spirit always gonna be thunder to me. That girl can bring it. I love you, girl. I love you, free spirit. Oh man. But anyway, I know it's kind of at the end here. I was trying to cram it all in, but hell, I kind of sound like I was one other day when I was full of my drugs and stuff. I tell you what, though. Y'all need to stop picking on white women.
Yes, sir.
I heard that when I was coming down the road. What's up with y'all messing with the white girls, man?
Just like I know from experience, they're dangerous as hell.
Right, that's where a lot of my experience is at.
Oh, yeah, that's Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods had one that
there you go.
Chasing down the road with
the golf clubs.
Yeah. It took $300 million from him. That's all right, boy. That's the reason I want to be a woman for 2 or 3 days. I want to transform for 2 or 3 days, mess y'all men up.
Well, I appreciate it, Duke.
I'm gone.
Later. See you, brother, man.
Let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Ray, how you doing, bud?
Good. I got a confession to make. Yesterday, when we did that ad in the car, and I had my customer in the car with me.
The New Yorkers?
She had no clue. She did not know that was a live ad.
They did great, by the way.
They were awesome.
They were awesome, Ray.
Well, that's they thought they were talking to a friend of mine about football.
I mean, they came with the heat right from the get-go.
I just didn't have the heart to tell them what was going on until we got off the phone. I said, did you know that we were actually doing a live radio ad? She said, what? I said, yes, ma'am, a live radio ad. She said, oh, you mean I was on the radio? And you're not just from New York and your buddy. That's the first time our friend has ever been down here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was great. They just laughed and laughed and laughed, but they were actually on a radio show in Alabama. They're like, none of our friends are ever going to believe this.
We'll have to get the clip for him or something, because that was great.
That was good. It was really good, Ray.
It was a good ad. But, hey, listen, if y'all need a floor, call us at 285-8117. We'll come out and give you that free measurement and let you check out samples, look at different products. The next thing, I got a floor down. Just that simple.
Again, folks, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. Also, don't forget PrattvilleCarpet.com. But however you get in touch with them, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on the radio on News and Views with Joey and Eddie.
Hey, guys, have a great day.
You too, Ray. See you, brother.
Great. Always having Ray Bowles on the program, one of our great sponsors here.
Great guy.
News and Views. Well, what did we learn today, Eddie?
Well, I came in a little late, but I did catch the fact that Kevin McCarthy is still just as soft.
What a weenie. He's just a big, soft weenie.
But now, answer me this. I meant to ask you earlier. Are Republicans standing up against him now? Is there... I mean, this is going to come to a vote.
Yeah, there are several that are not going to vote for this.
Okay.
You know who we need to ask about this?
I know who I was.
We need to email Senators Tuberville and Brett.
That's what I wanted to hear. Yep.
Be like, what do y'all think about
this? What's your thought? I would love to. In fact, it'd be really good if they gave us a call.
Because historically, both have been pretty good on this issue.
Yes, they have.
Katie Britt doesn't have as much history up there, but she's been pretty good in all her statements and what she's proposed. Throughout this, we'll see how the GOP votes. But yes, there are a lot of dissenting votes. One thing Matt Gaetz is warning about is if McCarthy passes out of the House and doesn't have a Republican majority, that breaks the deal we made in that first week.
I heard that last night.
Yeah. So we might be getting another very fun week when they file a motion to vacate the chair.
I'm not leaving.
Let's hope for a little bit of craziness. I think it makes Washington, D.C. actually wake up on occasion.
Yeah.
As opposed to all their scripted bullcrap.
It's so embarrassing, though, Joey. It's so embarrassing.
To whom?
Right. I love it.
Right. So, we'll see where it goes, folks. Tomorrow, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth.
About 1 o'clock, you said?
Heck yeah, if he doesn't want to talk to us. Well, we don't want to talk to her.
I want to talk to her.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Ask her how the lake living's going?
I'd like to ask her about that, if she's ever thinking about selling her place up there.
You really are like a walking monologue of Glengarry Glen Ross.
Always closing, really, baby.
I'm going to have to go rewatch that movie tonight. Y'all stay tuned for Happy Hour with Greg Budell. He's next.